In the parking lot of a church in the Washington, D.C. suburbs, rescued circus animals, including lions, tigers, camels, and even a kangaroo, lounge in cages and pens as parents bring their children to listen to a Bible lesson from Jim Lavender Jr. He's a former circus ringmaster who became a pastor 35 years ago. The menagerie is part of his Thank God for Kids ministry, which uses the animals in his sermons for children. The proceeds from this unique fundraiser support Abu Khloi, an organization co-founded by 32-year-old South Sudanese expatriate Angelo Mangar Macaire. Macaire came to the United States in 2001 after fleeing Sudan's civil war and spending years in refugee camps in Ethiopia and Kenya.
It was very, very difficult. And when I watched my mother and two brothers being executed before me, it was difficult. And walking for a long distance from South Sudan to Ethiopia wasn't easy too, and back and to Kenya. And being a refugee, it was not something that anybody wanted to be.
In Southern Sudan, so much hurt, and we want to change that. So what I'm going to ask you to do, friends...
After Pastor Lavender heard Macaire's story, he decided to use his exotic animals to continue spreading the Christian message and to support Abu Khloi's work.
That's quite a story. So I listened, and I began to listen more about how little the people have. There's nothing, nothing. That shouldn't be in a day like this. And in addition to that, then there's the oppression that is so unfair, and the fact that girls don't have a chance for education. That's got to be fixed. And so in some small way, if I can help, that's what I want to do.
Macaire says education is the focus of his organization.
It was created to help build a school. People lost generations and generations of education in South Sudan because of more than 20 years civil war. And children are willing and eager to learn, but the people of South Sudan don't have capacity for that. So we created the organization to help build our schools in the town of Rombek, Lagos State.
And some of the children who came to the event, like 12-year-old Isabel, were happy to be a part of this project.
I think it's a really smart idea. I think that it would be a very useful thing to do. I think that it's going to help a lot of people. And I think it's going to really change a lot of things in South Sudan.
Macaire thinks that Lavender's presentation can also teach American children a bit about his culture.
That way I'll bring those animals for the children. They don't see this regularly, at least maybe on TV or from the story, which is very different from the African children. They see those animals, goats, cows, chicken, around, just around their house. But American children don't see that. So we just need to see it. Bring to them people to see different perspectives.
More than 1.5 million children and thousands of adult volunteers have attended Thank God for Kids public events throughout the United States, according to the group's promotional materials.
God bless you.
Jill Craig for VOA News, Washington.